again, you really want to know about the characters, don't you? That's why you're here. So, we're going to read about another four, because it took us four, but hopefully we'll start again. We'll start very quickly. So, if you don't know what book we're doing, because you forgot, you're reading the next day, we're reading David Williams' Codenames Bananas. The ones we have read so far is we've learned about Eric, Uncle Sid, and Grandma and Bessie. So let's start in this character. It's called Nina. They're raid warden. I don't know. Nina is one of the London's 100 of air raid wardens who springs into action when the Nazi bombers appear. Wardens make sure that Londoners are off the streets and taking shelter whenever the air raid warning sounds. It is the perfect job for this busy body who loves nothing more than bossing folks around. Sir Frederick Frown. Concerning Frown is the Director General of London Zoo. It may come as a surprise to you that he doesn't like animals. Creatures of all shapes and sizes give him the willies. Frown is forever in fear of being slobbered over, nibbled, or worst of all, peed on. So he spends most of his time hiding in his office, as far away from all those dreadful beasts as possible. He is edgingly posh. He speaks as if he has a plum in his mouth. Crumble better. This old soldier from the First World War is now the night watcher at London Zoo. Better sports a big, bushy mustache and is never without his tin helmet, his chest full of medals, and most importantly, his rifle. Better has strict orders to shoot any dangerous animals that escape from the zoo during the nighttime bombing raids. Miss Janelle. This tall, broad vet at London Zoo called whenever an animal needs to be put down, armed with a needle full of poison. The sinister Gennaro adores her work. The bigger the animal, the better. She is a disturbing character who speaks only in growls. Helen and Bertha. These mystery elderly twin sisters run a desert guest house at the British seaside town of Bognor Regist. Their guest house, Seville Towers, has not had a guest for years. So what are the stranger pins doing there? Perhaps their glamorous appearance hides something darker below the surface? So we're going to stop there because by the time I read this, it'll be over and we have three more characters left. So that will be very quick. And then, yeah. So, I will see you in the next episode. Cha-ching! Bye!